All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking
take all you want! When I was a boy of 10, I had a very best friend. It was kind. Good intent.
I have no witty music for today. I couldn't even tell you what's playing right now. I just picked something at random.
Really?
Yeah. I just went through the old.
I think you
nothing's playing.
No?
No.
You just led in from the intro?
Well, something's playing. I just randomly picked something.
What if it's inappropriate?
Fingers crossed.
What if it's like what's that song? Like Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
I hope that it is inappropriate. I hope that you take offense to it.
Oh, it must have something to do with the title of the episode.
See how we do that?
See what ham-handedly. Well, this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff. There is a number.
274.
Yes, that one. 274. Wow, next week, 275.
Yeah, does that mean anything?
No. 300.
Whoever said anything about next week, you're getting ahead of yourself, sir. This show is day by day.
What are you saying? There's no show next week?
I'm just saying it's day by day.
Okay. So this is 274. And what did you decide you wanted to call in the end?
I said no offense.
No offense. Okay. So we're going to call it no offense because there's a lot of offensive things that are happening out there. And
apparently.
We're going to talk about each and every one of them.
That's right. I can think of two, and I guess maybe that Hasbro thing we just talked about is the third one.
Well, do you want to just roll into it then?
Yeah.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Let's start with NECA.
Yes.
And Reverend Dow.
Uh-huh.
Reverend Dow. And his, what's the name of his ridiculous, the National Action Network.
Action Network, yeah.
N-A-N.
Right.
And Project Islamic Hope.
Uh-huh.
Lashed out against the Weinstein Company and NECA for putting out their Django Unchained. I know it's silent. I was being the D guy.
I didn't say anything.
Because I'm a D bag. The Django Unchained action figures.
Uh-huh.
Calling them slave dolls.
Well, they are. Well, two of them are.
They are, in fact, slave dolls.
Right.
However, requesting that they be pulled
and
the Weinstein Company complying is just nonsense.
Well, let's talk about the ramifications of that action.
Sure.
So not two months ago at the last toy show that I was at, right. I actually saw these dolls.
Okay.
They're terrible.
They are very bad.
Considering they come from NECA, that's saying a lot. Because NECA, like them or hate them, they put out a really great product.
Although I don't put the blame entirely on NECA
no,
for this
and,
one.
And you did say something about they want, or
Tarantino wanted
Mego
or insisted
style.
Mego style figures.
Right, because that's from his childhood. So sure. I understand that. But you know what? They really looked, they didn't look good at all. I mean, they really didn't look good at all to me. But I could have bought them for $15 a piece.
Right.
Now,
right,
the one Broomhilda, if you go to eBay and search completed listings, she sold for $5,500 herself.
Yep.
Sets of six were selling for $6,000.
Yep.
A piece.
No, no shock.
A couple of thousand for some of the other ones were $2,200, $2,400.
Right.
I mean, it's unreal. It's unreal. And I can't decide what's worse, the fact that they had a problem with them and complained and pulled them, or the fact that I could have bought them for $15 and literally paid off my car.
Right.
By selling them now. I mean, I'm beside myself with confusion about how I'm supposed to feel about this.
It's ridiculous that they were offended. You know, it's... First of all, if you actually watch the film or read or have a brain, it's not like they're glorifying slavery.
In the movie?
In the film.
Yeah, it's
kind of like the slaves' revolt,
right?
So, yay, slaves!
Still slave dolls, sir. Two of them definitely slave dolls.
I don't really think it's as bad as people are making it out to be.
Well, I guess
I think it's uneducated offenseness.
It's fine, but the fact that
it's not fine that they pulled them. It's fine to be upset. If you want to be upset and you want to be a crybaby, fine. But the fact that they had to be pulled is
right.
a bit ridiculous.
No, the best part of the whole story is that they were pulled. That's the best part. I mean, that's what makes it a story. You know what the story is without them being pulled? Wow, those Django dolls from NECA really sucked.
Yeah, I forget where I read it, but someone online said the only thing that people should be offended by is how terrible those figures actually are.
Yeah, and like $15 a pop or something like that. Somebody was like, I got a whole bunch of them. No one's going to buy them, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm beside myself about that.
Let's talk about other people being offended.
Okay.
Some Turkish Muslims are offended by some Lego Star Wars sets. Specifically, Jabba's Palace.
Okay.
They are claiming, and I found an image, I guess this was... The complaint started on some sort of like Turkish message board with an image. Hopefully you're looking at that image right now.
Well, that's because if you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff on any one of your iDevices, iPhone, iPod,
right,
iPad, iPad mini, iTouch,
YouTube,
the
image gallery. If you're following the show in any capacity.
Yeah, we can. You can always see images of what we're talking about. As long as OG puts them in the track.
Right, which I do.
That's good.
So they are claiming that Jabba's Palace in the Lego Star Wars set resembles the Hagia Sophia Mosque in Istanbul. In addition to that, they're saying that Jabba is portrayed as a terrorist and that...
In a Lego
and
set?
And that the whole scene smacks of racial prejudice and vulgar insinuations against Asians and Orientals. I find it odd and funny that they use the word Orientals while talking about offensive terms for people.
Okay.
As people with deceitful and criminal personalities.
Did they not see, like, the movie?
Hold on. I want to read Lego's response. The Lego Star Wars product Jabba's Palace does not reflect any actual existing buildings, people, or the mentioned mosque. The Lego minifigures are all modeled on characters from the movie. Blah, blah, blah. We regret. Yada, 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 yada. We're sorry. Blah, blah, blah. Lego not pulling the Jabba's Palace set, by the way. All right. So here's the funny parts about this. How about we start with the fact that Star Wars was filmed in Turkey?
Well, let's... I mean...
So there are things... that may have certainly been influenced by architecture.
Let's talk about were the complaints in 1983?
How about there's a Turkish Star Wars parody movie and a Turkish Star Wars action figure line?
Yeah. Yeah, it's. Well, I mean, they are hard as shit.
I know,
to get.
But what I'm saying is,
you know, you actually realize I actually want one of those figures for my collection.
It's a trooper, isn't it?
It's a snow.
It's an AT-AT trooper.
No, it's a snow trooper.
Oh, isn't there?
But he's blue.
Isn't there an AT-AT trooper?
There may be, but you know, and it's called. I think they're called Blue Stars.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never actually seen one.
Right.
I was hoping when I went to Celebration that I would actually get to see one. Albeit not be able to afford one, but actually get to see. I've never seen one. I want one really badly too.
So yeah, where were you? Where were you 20 years ago? 1983,
sir.
So where were you those many years ago?
Yeah, where were you?
I mean, and if you look at the image that you're looking at now, hopefully the comparison.
Yeah,
there's really no comparison.
Well, it's and you know what, you know what I say. Let's make lemonade out of these lemons.
Sure.
So
it
not only do you get the Jabba's palace, but you could also use it with your other Muslim Lego action figures.
That's right.
And you have a mosque.
That's right.
So I mean, I don't know if that's the way you like to play Lego mosque, but if
that's how
way,
you roll.
That's how you roll. Yo, speaking of Lego, next week, by the way,
yeah,
we're gonna be reviewing some Lego product.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of being offended. And offensive toys.
Yes.
We're going to start a thing. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Where we would propose a question to the audience. And then give you, you know, a week to call in with your response slash stories. That question. So the question this week is, has there ever been a toy, action figure, whatever, that you found offensive? So offensive that you felt the need to complain to your friends, a message board, a podcast, wherever. And so what was the toy and why?
Right. And
we'll play some of those calls.
Oh,
we'll play a couple, absolutely.
And we're actually going to give a prize away for this bit every time we pose one of these questions to the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
We're going to give away some prize. Could be a small prize, could be a big prize, but it's definitely going to be a prize. We want to award participation. That's what we're going to be. That's the focus of 2013 on Big Heads Geek Stuff, awarding participation.
That's right. So make your calls to the GVM line by next Wednesday, January 30th.
Right.
At 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That gives us enough time to check them out prior to the show.
Yep.
And that'll be it.
Yeah. And, you know, a couple of things, speaking of participation, a couple things you need to look forward to or you need to be a part of, speaking of participation, you could always participate in the message boards. And you can find those over at BigKezGeekStuff.com under each and every episode. Right, OG?
Yes.
And in addition to that, we're going to have a couple of events upcoming. The annual Begathon will be this summer.
Tell a friend too.
That's is going to be starting soon. So we really want to get the word out about the show. We know you're a fan of the show and that we want you to be telling other people about the show as well.
Absolutely. All right, let's move forward. Do you want to talk about that Hasbro thing?
Yeah.
That's kind of offensive.
The card thing?
Yeah, sure.
So,
whatever you want to talk about, yeah.
Yeah. So right now going on in the UK, it's Toy Fair UK.
That's right.
So the United Kingdom gets their bones down version of the international toy fair where they really don't get to see hardly anything. Like usually they'll get to see like one thing
in
advance.
The big fig sometimes.
Sometimes it's like the big ship or something like that. And then of course it's leaked. And then of course we all know what it is. Well, I mean, from the perspective of just Star Wars, if we can talk about that for a second, Hasbro hasn't shown diddly squat.
Well, we know there's probably neither diddly nor squat coming out this year.
That's kind of what the impression is becoming more and more, that there is going to be no, virtually speaking, no Star Wars product.
Right.
I mean, at the very least, until the fourth quarter of 2013. A lot of reissue product, maybe some new carded product, which brings up something that I can't recall them doing ever, and that's changing a line look in the middle of the year.
I don't know. Have they? I mean, I guess they could have done it if the line changed. Well, if one line ends and.
But that's not the case. The what we're calling the Yoda branded product, and if you go now, you can start seeing it. It's on the new Lego stuff for 2013. The new like class one vehicles carry the Yoda. Right. It's green Yoda, greenish packaging at the top. I mean, everybody's seen it. OG, you'll put a picture up of it, and so you'll see it. Well, that line look they revealed to us at Toy Fair last year, and then all of a sudden, as if something happened to Lucasfilm to affect this bizarro change, as of the spring, and I'm talking, I've heard as early as April or May this year, that line look is going to change to this terrible, terrible Darth Vader artwork. And I'm sure you're looking at it right now because OG has put it up there.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, really, go to the website. If you're listening to us on an iPod or whatever, go to the website, Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Check out the photo gallery and blow up that image and look at it. It is rough. I mean, it's pretty damn awful. And I'm really shocked. And it looks like also the line is going to be called The Rise of Vader. Now, we know...
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, we know why they're doing this. And that is because we now are pretty much able to confirm the 3D versions of Episode 2 and 3 will be coming out in September and October, respectively, of 2013. So they clearly want to focus the line towards... supporting those movies, even though supporting Episode 1, I feel, almost killed the line. I mean, I still think the line is near enough dead where, you know, it's something to be concerned about. But, man, I got to tell you, I am disturbed as heck about what's going on with Star Wars and Hasbro. And the fact that they haven't shown anything at UK Toy Fair is a little disturbing. And... I'm kind of really scared about what we're going to learn in, was that like 2 weeks now, OG?
It's about 2 weeks, yeah. Yeah, 2.5 weeks, I think.
That will, what we'll learn from that experience. So, yeah, party on.
Terminator 5. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What? Really?
Yeah, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, sir.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, man.
As what? Have you seen him lately? Did you see him and Stallone presenting on the Golden Globes?
Okay, I did not. But let's talk about him and Stallone. Let's take a little side. What's the one that Schwarzenegger is in right now? Last Stand or something like that?
Yeah, I'm in a bus with a machine gun.
Looks terrible.
Looks terrible.
Right?
Bullet to the Head.
Looks awesome. I want to see Bullet to the... That's the Stallone one?
Yeah.
I actually want to see that.
Why would you want to see that? Are we Vikings? Because we're fighting with axes.
You know why? Because to me... that rings of the nostalgic, like, 90s action flick with Stallone.
Does it?
It does. The Stand one, which Schwarzenegger looks terrible, but the Stallone one I think actually looks kind of campy good.
Okay.
Campy good. Not good. Campy good.
That's interesting.
Not can't be good. Campy good.
Campy good. Yeah. Gotcha.
All right. Let's move forward.
Okay.
Bruce Willis confirmed to return to Sin City 2. As Hardigan.
That's good.
A Name to Kill For. That is good.
At least they got
good.
One back.
That is good. And then we know, of course, from last week that that Joseph Gordon-Levitt is going to be playing a new character. And also confirmed returning, Jessica Alba, Mickey Rourke, and Rosario Dawson are all coming back as well. So we have a couple of the originals.
Yeah, but we couldn't get...
Mickey Rourke is still... quite possibly one of the best casting choices from the original film.
That's true. But
as Marv, forget about
it. I really want to know what happened with Clive Owen. I really want to know what happened with Clive Owen. Is Clive Owen dead?
He's on the outs. I don't know.
I really liked him as Dwight.
No.
You want to talk about some of this other little bitty news going on? Well, of course, the sad news is on December 30th. We didn't talk about this last week because we wanted... to get more details. Unfortunately, we don't really have any, but great comic writer, really, if you think about it, Peter David had a stroke on December 30th.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and it messed up his right side, but he's like all like mentally intact and stuff, they say. And he's got to go through some physical therapy and stuff, so we wish we wish Peter David the speedy recovery.
That's right.
And apparently he was up revising an X-Factor script, and so he's like doing stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
His wife says that he's witty and all the stuff that you're supposed to say.
I'm sure that it has slowed him down, but it has not stopped him.
I hope, OG, that when something like this happens to me, that you tell the truth to people. Like when you come out and you go, this is where I'm supposed to say, no, he's in good spirits, and I hope you tell the truth.
What I'm supposed to say is
he's angry and pissed off because he can't speak, and he looks like someone beat the right side of him to death with a bat. And
the last thing I saw him eat ended up in his lap.
Exactly. He's not happy. He's miserable and drooling. You know, like, because if it was you, OG, I would not only say those things, but I would definitely make up some shit too.
Sure, sure.
I'm just saying.
I'll leave out the part where we take you out back and shoot you.
Yeah, that part.
You don't want to admit that to the public.
And when you make your triumphant return, OG, and you're like, hello. That's awful. You're going to hell. A couple of little bitty news things. A book that we've talked about, Lady Mechanica, which is kind of a sexy steampunk book.
It was okay.
It was, but you know what? It was kind of the first one.
I liked the style of it.
Yeah.
But the story was okay. Meh.
Joe Benitez is the guy who wrote that. Was he the artist also?
He was.
Okay. Well, they've left Aspen Comics.
Oh, okay.
They're taking Lady Mechanica elsewhere. No further information is available.
Right.
But they have split amicably, and the hope is that they're going to do Lady Mechanica as an ongoing series.
Elsewhere.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a terrible book.
It was
okay.
The
fact that it came out very infrequently kind of bugged me. And
I think they only put out 3 issues.
The art was really nice, but the story is kind of... So, I don't know, it's all over the place. But really, the important important comic book news... Spoiler.
Right.
The important comic book news this week is that, yes, it is official... Dark Horse is losing the Star Wars license.
Which is a travesty, especially because we know where it's going.
At the end of 2013, the license will go away from Dark Horse, who has been doing some of the best Star Wars storytelling effing ever. And it will, God help us, it will go back to Marvel Comics.
Well, you know.
It's terrible. It is the worst news for Star Wars comics ever. Marvel can't get their own head out of their own ass about their own books. What the fuck are they going to do with these Star Wars books?
I have no idea.
I mean, all the great stuff. Let's talk about the worst part of this news, which is the great Brian Wood story.
Right.
That ongoing Star Wars book. That's going to end.
What about the new book that just came
That's
out?
That's it. That's it.
Oh, is that the issue one?
Yeah.
That only just issue
came
one
out.
Is out.
Not only came out, it's sold out. It's going for money on eBay. Like, it had the Alex Ross cover.
It was great. First issue was really
good.
And
I heard it was really great. Going.
By the middle of this year?
By the end of 2013.
So maybe they'll get to finish that story then.
Maybe. If I they hope. Stretch it into a 12-story. Issue arc, I guess.
I don't know that it was meant to be ongoing. Especially
it was.
Well, really?
Yes.
Considering it took place in a finite period
of
time.
It was definitely... Well, so did Clone Wars. And how long has that been going?
Okay.
So, you know there's a space...
Yeah, but this was a bit... Yeah, I think this was a bit tighter in time, though. I think. I don't know. But that's okay.
I think that was all the stuff that we wanted to say, right?
About that.
That's all I have to say about things. That. Wait, did I have other things? I can't even remember. Go on with your other thing.
Neil Gaiman.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Graveyard Book. Remember this was supposed to come out as a film? And it was supposed to be by Henry Selick,
the
Coraline.
Yeah.
Well, that died.
Okay.
But it looks like Ron Howard has expressed interest in doing a new adaptation of it that will not be stop motion like Coraline, but will rather be live action.
Really?
Yeah. Graveyard Book, the story is certainly interesting. It's about a kid whose parents are killed, and he's raised by two ghosts in the house, right? And then eventually the killer comes back for him when he comes of age and stuff ensues.
Right.
So definitely kind of got a dark, twisted Neil Gaiman-esque storyline. I'd like to see it. I would have loved to have seen it a la Coraline.
Yeah.
I really would have loved to have
seen it. I wonder what happened there.
I'm not entirely sure.
Did they say with their creative differences?
That I don't know.
Irreconcilable differences?
Let's talk about Ultramarines, a Warhammer 40K movie.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to put that trailer on the...
I will put the trailer.
A link to that?
I will put the trailer.
That's great. Yeah, so... now this was a rumor. This was rumored to be coming out
in
2010. Yeah. So almost 3 years later, they're actually going to release a full length animated Warhammer 40,000 movie. For those of you that don't know, Warhammer 40,000 or 40K as it's called is a tabletop miniatures battle game.
Right.
With a rich and deep.
It's the tabletop miniatures battle game. Let's be honest.
Yeah. It's got a rich, deep backstory. That goes with it. I mean, it's novels, and I mean, it's everything except film, which is now what they're doing.
One of our favorite games is a spinoff of 40K. Is it Blood Bowl? Isn't that in the 40K world?
No, actually, Blood Bowl technically, I think, is in the fantasy world, Warhammer Fantasy.
Oh, I thought it was in the 40K world.
No, sir.
It is the... Oh, okay.
It is. It's Warhammer Fantasy.
It's fantasy?
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Still, it's the same family.
Yeah, same family.
If they did a 40K version of Blood Bowl, we would be into that.
Sure.
So... yeah, but there's, I mean, we're talking about, this game has been coming out at least since the mid to late 80s.
Right, right.
Late 80s for sure. And it's got a huge following all over the world, the game. And so, you know, naturally trying to branch out into these other opportunities like animated film. And, you know, you'll have a look at the trailer and you'll judge for yourself. It looks really great to me. I can't wait to see it. I'm going to buy it.
It comes out
on
March 5th.
On Blu-ray.
Voice work of Terrence Stamp, John Hurt.
Yeah, there were
couple of names in there. I didn't think the animation looked that great.
Yeah, but... It didn't look bad.
It didn't look bad. It just didn't look good.
It looked like sloppy 3G.
Yeah.
3D.
It looked like bad cutscenes from a video game circa 2009, 10,
yeah,
maybe 8.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of that polished. And we know well before 2010, they were capable of doing a nice CGI animated film. I mean...
Yeah.
I'm done. So
sure.
I'm a little concerned as to why that is the case, but I'd be interested in checking it out. And then one last thing that I wanted to talk about tonight related to the video game.
Oh, and I got another little bit of something.
Oh, you want to go first then?
Yeah. There was news very recently. This may have only been last week or so. James Franco apparently has stated that he does not believe he's returning for the Rise of the Planet of the Apes sequel, which I believe is now called Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
I think we heard that, though.
Did we?
I think we heard that. We might have talked about that on the show.
Oh, okay. Because, I think it was really recently. I don't remember us talking about it really recently. But he said that the director of Rise is out.
Right.
And there's a new director coming in, and nobody has talked to James Franco, even about like a little appearance.
Right, right.
You know, the other rumor is that it's very possible that this movie will take place 8 years after Rise of the Planet of the Apes. So there's a lot of stuff going on with this movie, but not a lot of original people involvement, which worries me.
Of course, I obviously.
So I'm waiting, but they have a release date, and it's next year. It's like May 24th, 2014.
Yeah,
aren't the
guys that did the script for Planet of the Apes, aren't they doing Jurassic Park 4? Isn't that what they're working on next?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
One more thing related to the Disney World.
Yeah.
Not the park. The
world of Disney?
Yes. Disney Interactive earlier this week announced Disney Infinity, which is set to launch this June. And this is going to be an interactive game for consoles.
Right.
The initial starter pack, $80.
Whoa.
And the individual play sets after that will cost like $35 or $40 for certain expansions. And then individual figure sets will come out at $13, $14, $15.
So this is kind of like a Skylanders deal.
This is Skylanders, but with Disney characters. So the initial pack will come with a handful of characters and the platform to place the characters on that will interact. Skylanders is a great property, and it's fun. I've played it a couple times. thinking of the richness of the world of Disney.
You got a really big Skylanders collection hidden somewhere, don't you?
I don't. I don't actually own it. I've, you know what? I've, it's one of those games where I've looked at it and I've always been like, yeah, like
really
like,
that close.
I've been close a couple times, especially after playing it.
Well, that appeals to your little plastic figure-y thing.
Sort of. It's also like kind of fantasy based.
Right.
It reminds, like, some of the characters are just, you know, they're cool kind of sculpts on the toys, even if you don't want the game. Just some of the little pieces are cool. Little PVC pieces are cool. So now think about it with Disney characters.
Right.
I mean, and what we see in the trailer, which I will also put online on the website. And of course, you could be looking at the poster that I have in the image feed right now. But I mean, we're talking about Disney films, Pixar films.
Yeah.
Nightmare Before Christmas is in there.
Right.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Icy Perry from Phineas and Ferb is in there.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
You know, Wreck-It Ralph is in there. So you think about that, and you think about all the potential of that kind of open platform and story-based interactive gaming, and then you think about the other things that Disney owns.
Marvel.
Star Wars. And what this can mean for the future. There's a lot of potential. And I think Disney sees that, and I think that's probably why we're seeing something like this happen now.
Right.
So we'll follow this as it goes along. And of course, there was also a lot of Nintendo news this week.
Really?
That came out. And of course, that will be covered during the break in a new Game Stuff segment by Coke Logic.
Oh.
So check that out. And I think with that, Big Kev.
Yes. So, G, we'll take our first break and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 274. No offense.
Ahoy hoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. So I'm playing the new Devil May Cry game, which is pretty good. And once you reach the 10th mission, the game goes from pretty good to really fucking good. I completely understand the fans of the series feeling screwed over by this reimagination, but it's still a solid game. It has its issues, but a solid game. So what to talk about on Game Stuff? The new role-playing game Ni No Kuni, The Wrath of the White Witch, came out for PlayStation 3. The Cave, by Double Fine, is now available on XBLA, PSN, Wii U, and Steam. But not too much news this week. When suddenly, breaking news kicks down my door, puts a script in my hand, and puts a gun to my head. Nintendo has announced a fuckload of new games. Maybe the Wii U isn't an overpriced gimmick after all. I mean, it is an overpriced gimmick, but at least it'll have some really cool games. First off, the announcement of The Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker. This is not just an HD port of the 2003 GameCube game. It's an enhanced remake with beautiful lighting and all of the sliders set to high. And it's coming out in 2013, this fall. I recommend you do some Googling to see this for yourself, because me telling you it looks prettier doesn't exactly translate, but it's just as wonderful as you imagine. I know what you're thinking. Nintendo re-releasing a game to make money? Well, that's unheard of. Yet this remake might be the most worthy cash grab ever, since Nintendo has said they wanted to release a Legend of Zelda game for you because the brand new HD Legend of Zelda game they're working on is going to take a little while. Is that nice of them or what? Announcement number 2. Nintendo is working on a 3D Mario game from the team that made Super Mario Galaxy. They're also working on Mario Kart Wii U and Super Smash Bros. Wii U. Well, no shit. They make these games for every Nintendo console. The big news here is they'll be playable at E3. Holy shirt. They're going from no 3D Mario game announced to it will be playable at E3. As long as it's on the floor and not behind closed doors, I'm very excited. And the third, but not final announcement, although the final announcement for this segment of Game Stuff, Nintendo announced Yarn Yoshi. What a terrible name. It's from the team that made the positively beautiful Kirby's Epic Yarn, and now they're making a Yoshi's Island-style game, but out of yarn. And it does indeed look exactly like yarn. You gotta love HD Nintendo. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 274.
Did you say we're black?
No.
Oh.
That would be offensive.
I know.
No offense, sir.
Wait, why would that be offensive? Is it offensive to be black?
No,
now?
It would be offensive.
God, are you racist or what?
No, that's Slave not what dolls? I meant. You know it. It's not what I meant. You know it.
Some hurtful. You know, we have some listeners of color, sir.
We have many, I'm sure. We reach a broad audience.
We sure do. Are you going to start insulting the English next?
No, I was just going to start insulting broads, but English works.
Wow.
Come on.
You're going to drive the last dozen women listening to this show right out of here.
Dozen?
I was being gracious.
Very gracious, I'd say.
Hey, Aileen listens, probably.
Maybe.
Maybe someone, maybe Marie in Florida listens still.
Maybe.
That girl who used to do Geek Girls.
Let's just do this.
Geek Stuff. DVD News.
DVDs.
Yeah, this is, I think, a really important one. And
yep. OG... Scarecrow and Mrs. King, season 4.
That's it. OG came in the studio today and was like, there's no DVDs this week. And I was like, what do you mean? What came out? And he said, the only one that I even looked at on here I thought might be worth talking about was The Quiet Man. And I'm like, why would you not say that is an important film to talk about?
Because it's The Quiet Man?
It's a John Wayne movie, sir. It's a great John Wayne movie.
I've seen it at your house.
Every year.
St.
Patrick's Day.
Multiple times.
That's right. But now it's on Blu-ray, sir.
It is on
Blu-ray.
So
now when you come to see it at my house.
It'll be crisp and
I know.
Clear.
You know, I've had, literally, I have like, it's got to be a 15-year-old.
Is it that green? It's like the green
outline?
It is.
Yeah. It's got to be a 15-year-old version on DVD. I've never seen another version.
I had that copy. I had that. I think I sold it.
I think you did, yeah, at one point. But now it's on the beautiful Blu-ray. Any extras? Do we know about any extras?
I don't know about any extras.
Did you look it up on Amazon?
It is the 60th anniversary. I could tell you that much.
That's true. And it's and by the way, its star, John Wayne, is dead. But the other star, Maureen O'Hara, is still alive, by the way. If
special features listed, none.
Really? Hey, if it's a crisp, clean transfer to Blu-ray, I'll take that. That's a special feature based on the crap one that I've had.
That is the special
60th
feature.
Anniversary, and they don't have so much as so This Is Ireland documentary. Nothing.
Nothing.
Holy crap. There was more stuff on the crappy disc. Really?
That's
nothing. That can't be right. There's got to be something on there.
Also out this
trailer
week,
something.
Maybe. Do they do trailers back then?
Yeah.
Also out this week, Young Justice Invasion Destiny Calling season 2.
Part 1.
That's a lot of
it's nonsense.
That's a lot of words.
I can't
title of a show.
I cannot get behind that cartoon. I just can't do it.
Okay.
Just saying.
Well, that's it.
By the way,
what?
I wanted to share something with you that's DVD related.
Okay, go.
I, over the weekend,
yes,
through ubiquitous clandestine sources,
uh-huh,
I saw The Dark Knight Returns Part 2.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. How was it?
It was freaking awesome.
Nice.
Much better than you think it's going.
When does Part 2 come out?
I think
February,
it's the
right?
end of this month.
Oh, is
yeah,
it the
or
end
it's the end of this month or the beginning of or maybe it's the end of February. I can't. It's either end
it's
of this month or end of this month. It's in the next 6 weeks. How
right.
about that? And I saw it, and it is better than and everything that you think, well, they're not going to put that in there.
They put it in there?
It's in there.
Nice.
The stuff with Selena Kyle?
Nice.
It's in there. The stuff with Oliver Queen?
Nice.
It's in there.
That alone makes it worth its weight in gold.
I know. And you're just like, dang it, and they do it.
Nice.
Pretty
I'm looking
amazing.
Forward to watching it.
Pretty even stuff with the Joker.
I'm sure.
Like at the end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't want to spoil it, but if you haven't read the book in the last 30 years,
yeah,
it's been out.
It's been out.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it was fabulous. Fabulous. So.
Geek Stuff. Comics, books, and graphic novels.
Comics.
Oh, yeah. Comics. Well, I only got one.
I got a
week.
Couple.
A couple came out. Lone Ranger
yeah.
came out. Masks number yeah. 3, I think it was.
The Spider.
Spider is like issue, I want to say like 8. Yeah.
It was 8.
So, but the one I really want to talk about is, so we're wrapping up the Death of the Family storyline, and I got Red Hood and the Outlaws because I'm reading it.
Right.
However, I was told by Retailer X
uh-huh.
that I really needed to get Nightwing. I went against that and said, you, I'm yeah. not getting Nightwing.
I'll read it and let you know how it is.
Yeah.
Because
well,
I'm getting Nightwing.
Are you?
I'm only been getting the Death of the Family ones.
But I'm wondering if it's really, is it that urgent that I get it?
I don't know.
Because,
Are you caught up on Death of the Family? Have you read Batman 16 yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can tell you just from what I'm seeing at the end of this book.
Yeah.
That what we were afraid, or not afraid, but what we were warned would come to pass has come to pass, and the person most affected by the outcome of
is
this
Jason Todd.
Is going to be Jason Todd. So once again, it looks like the Joker and Jason Todd are going to have some the ties that bind, I like to say.
But Barbara Gordon gets off this time.
Can you put the show on hold for a second?
Sure.
So if it wasn't bad enough,
right.
What happened last time, wow.
There it is.
So there you go. That's pretty much, I know you picked up some
Nightwing
things.
Also out this week.
Nightwing 16 as yep. well?
Catwoman 16, although Catwoman 16 is not part of...
Death of the Family, Death of the Family is beyond that, for, yeah.
And Birds of Prey, I think, is out this week also, but that's past that right. at this point. The other book that came out this week that really... tickled my fancy, as it were, ooh. Is that JSA Liberty Files, The Whistling Skull.
Traitor Waiter.
Issue 2 came out. Issue 1 was really good.
I know, I've heard.
So I'm picking up issue 2.
It's a 6 issue, right? 6 issue series?
I believe it is a 6 issue.
So miniseries. Like 8 months from now?
The trade will be out.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
By Comic Con. By New York Comic Con, it'll be out.
Is that 8 months from now?
Probably.
Oh my Probably. God.
Might be less than that. February, March, April, May, June, July, August. September, October. It's 9 months.
I guess I better start calling them up.
Yeah, but I'm counting February. We're already into February.
I know.
Almost, so, yeah.
This is what New York Comic Con used to be. I know. Right?
Exactly. All them years ago.
Oh, my. So, oh, those were some cold days.
But I liked it in February. Be honest with you, I really did. I liked that.
You know why, though? It was kind of like, well, and it was right around Toy Fair also.
Right.
But we had a long dead space during the holidays always where you're like, you're lucky if you get a...
Not that I don't mind October. I like October.
A Firehouse too. Comic Show or like, well, for us, it's the, and I'll promote this to all the time, the Wayne.
Yep.
Toy show.
Asbury Park Comic Con coming up in, I think, March. Maybe we'll go to that this year.
Do you know when that is?
It's in March, I believe.
You got to find out what weekend.
I will.
Because that's fun. Another book we want to talk about that came out this week, which is not a comic book.
But
it is Frank Cho Women Book 2, Selected Drawings and Illustrations. Frank Cho is a talented motherfucker.
Yes.
Not so great at keeping appointments. Not maybe so awesome at, kind of...
following through.
Giving the fans what they've been asking for with regards to his own creations.
Liberty Meadows, goddammit.
But he is doing fabulous work over at Marvel. And he is constantly putting out these fabulous art books. Do we know what... Do we know what 50 Girls 50
is? I have no idea what it is.
Well, he's done the breakdowns of he did covers for them apparently. And what they do is they show you the pen in this beautiful big art book, by the way. They show you the pencil, then the ink, and then the finishing color and everything else. And they've done this. I guess he did looks like cover 2, cover 3. Cover 4. So is it a 4-issue miniseries, maybe?
Oh, it was a miniseries by Frank Cho, apparently, according to this website.
Murray Cho. Oh, it's
Frank Cho, Doug Murray, Alex Middleton, Joe Keatings, and Nikos Kostosis. It was in July through September of 2011. So it's 2 years old at
this point. I wonder if they traded that.
That I don't know.
Huh, I'll have to find out. And then some other cover work that he's done featuring awesome women, including The Astounding Wolfman number 18, which is a great book. Guns and Dinos, which I'm not sure exactly if that was a book or not. War Heroes number 3. And then it goes on. There's a huge section about Brandy from Liberty Meadows. It's kind of awesome that Frank gets to continuously draw his dream girl.
So
I'm thinking.
if you put 50 Girls 50 into Amazon,
yeah,
you get 50 Girls 50 and Other Stories, the EC Comics Library by Frank Frazetta.
That's not it.
No, but it looks it's similar source material.
Yeah.
And then if you look, and then that hardcover comes out April 6, 2013. 50 Girls 50 Shakedown Volume 1, Doug Murray, Frank Cho, Axe Madeline, July 9th, 2013. The trade comes out. So this year.
What's the hardcover?
The hardcover is the 50 Girls 50, the Frank Frazetta
one. Oh, the Frazetta.
Yeah.
Okay. This must be an update he did on a Frazetta thing.
Yeah.
And that, and so the trade comes out in
July of this year.
Oh, July. Oh, I'll have to look for that. 50 Girls 50. Huh. Did he do the, oh, I guess he would have done the art for the interior as well. Anyway, back to this book. Frank Cho Women Volume 2 or Book 2. There's a huge section on Brandy. There is some nudity.
It's Frank Cho, sir.
Yes,
there's always nudity.
But it's good. It's tasteful.
I've seen some that's not always
tasteful. Well, no?
Yeah, I guess it's always I think I've seen some stuff that may not be necessarily qualified as tasteful. You know, speaking of Frank Cho.
Yeah.
I did read Savage Wolverine number 1.
And?
Well, I like Frank Cho. I like the Savage Land.
Uh-huh.
Like that environment. Yeah. I like that environment. So
that's right up his alley because he draws.
It was okay. It wasn't
all that
bad
stuff. Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It was okay. All right. I'll follow it. It wasn't great.
No interest.
It was okay. You know what? My interest was really that it was Frank Cho.
Right.
And then as I read it and I was like, oh, Savage Wolverine, Savage Land. I didn't make the connection at first.
Right.
As I'm reading, I'm like, oh, okay, I could possibly get behind
it. And isn't it ongoing?
That's the question.
Yeah.
The problem is, how long can this go?
Right.
If it's a miniseries, 6 issues, blah, blah, wraps right up, great. If it's ongoing,
can't see how.
No.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Geek stuff, product reviews.
Yes.
Light
product.
Week. One thing this week.
One?
Two. That's one thing.
Oh, I thought you had something.
Oh, no, no, no.
What about that?
No. I'll have some stuff for next week.
You don't want to do that
one? No.
But that looks so important.
No, it's not important at all.
What about those?
Oh, we've done those already.
We did with the little vomit?
Yeah. That's series 2 of the OMFG figures.
I don't.
We talked about the gold ones.
What are those?
We talked about the black.
Do you
and
not
the red
want to talk about those?
No, we can talk about that. It's just another colorway of them.
Oh, all right.
It is the shelf life variant, the blood red edition.
Gotcha. What we want to talk about, it's a bit of a mystery to us.
Yeah.
We were actually literally during the break on the phone trying to clear it up, literally. One of the things that OG and I are fans of, or at least I am, I think you are too.
Sure.
Is the 60s era Hanna-Barbera, like.
I bought the Captain Caveman. I have a Hong Kong Phooey.
I was going for the, you know, the kind of action-oriented, right, non-comedy animation, like the Herculoids.
Sure, I like the Herculoids.
Birdman.
Sure.
Before he was an attorney. Like Space Ghost.
Even Space Ghost before he was Coast to Coast.
And those kind of things. Fantastic Voyage was another one. Johnny Quest is another one.
Sure.
And so this, out of the blue, this Hanna-Barbera collection has appeared where, as OG said, they've done Captain Caveman and Fred Flintstone.
The Jetsons.
And like action figures in 2 or 3 different scales.
Yeah.
Right?
Plush, yeah.
Vehicles, some other things. What?
I have something to talk about after this.
Okay. But the latest two pieces, the ones we're actually going to talk about on the show, and they are from Jazzwares, we're pretty sure.
The newer ones are from,
yeah.
Who did the old ones?
I have no idea.
Do you remember, like, there were Herculoids toys already?
Oh, no, that I know. Well, you're getting ahead, because I was kind of,
but there were Hong Kong Phooey, there were, because
no.
I have that. In the old set?
Old school?
There was a Hong Kong Phooey, I have it. He came on a base. Yes.
I don't remember
the
that
same,
at all.
The same line
company?
As, yep. I have it.
Who
he came on
those?
A base. We talked about him, and there was a Tom and Jerry in that line, I believe, too.
They did Thundar.
Yep.
The Barbarian. Thundar,
the Barbarian.
They did Thundar, Ookla,
and
Princess Ariel.
Yep.
Who was that company?
I don't remember. But you know who I'm talking
about.
So let's get to the new stuff. So Jazzwares has the new stuff.
It's bothering me that I can't remember.
Well, I'll look it up while you're talking about
that. Well, yeah. So what OG kind of slipped us into is whoever's doing this Hanna-Barbera collection has now started to reach into that category, and we have two pieces from the Herculoids, which is kind of a surprise because I didn't think we would be getting any Herculoids in this series, certainly. And we have two. We have Xandor, who is kind of the leader of the Herculoids. He had the shield and the slingshot. Now, the action figure here is probably about three and three quarters scale, although it's, you know, sort of the animated style. He does come with the shield on his arm, which doesn't look like it detaches. But he does not have the slingshot, which I think is a failure on the part of whatever this company is. Now, we should say the packaging here is from X Plus, www.xplus.co.jp. So it's a Japanese company that did this. But it's the same exact packaging and everything else without the Japanese writing, that the Hanna-Barbera stuff that we're getting in the U.S. is from. It's kind of weird, and we couldn't really get a clear explanation from Jazzwares. So you get Xandor. It looks like he has 1, 2, 3, possibly 4, 5 points of articulation. He's clearly meant to just sort of stand there, and that's fine. The older ones, when they did the Herculoids, I think they had a bit more. I know. I think I figured out who it was. They had a bit more articulation than these ones.
No,
do.
They did not. No, they didn't. No, but some of them had like
action
play.
Yeah, that's right. What? Well, who was it?
McFarlane. McFarlane put those out.
No, they didn't.
Yes, it absolutely was.
McFarlane did not put out the Herculoids, and they did not put out Thunder.
Sir, I've just confirmed.
No way.
Sir, it's McFarlane.
Really?
They put out the Hong Kong Phooey, the Tom Jerry, those old ones? Absolutely.
Not the same series. You've got to keep looking. While you keep looking, OJ, I'm going to say the companion piece, if you will, to the Xandor is Tundro, who is kind of like the rhino who shot the things out of the hole in his head there. And he looks like a cross between a rhino and an armadillo. And you remember there's other characters, Gloop and Gleep, if that's what they were, the kind of amorphous blobs. There was Xandor's wife, whose name I don't remember, and the son, who I also don't remember. There was Igu, who I think was the giant stone gorilla. And then there was the dragon type of feller who had the lightning bolts shoot out of his eyes or head or something like that. So I'd really love to see them finish this collection in what looks more or less like 3 3/4, a slightly smaller scale. Two pieces are really great. In my opinion, these are great enough for them to go on and do the other, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pieces. I think they could easily do that.
So, Toynami?
That's it. It was Toynami.
Right. So, McFarlane had some of the Hanna-Barbera stuff.
Yeah, and I think they did like those
Hong Kong Phooey, Fred Flintstone on the motorcycle.
But weren't action figures, though? Weren't they like the plastic statues?
They were play sets. They had play features.
Yeah.
But Toynami, I guess, had Herculoids, Thunder the Barbarian.
And Dynamite.
And Dynamite.
And
okay.
Blue Falcon. Blue Falcon and Dynamite.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually still have those in my collection. I never got rid of those.
I remember them.
Yeah.
I remember Gleep and Toynami. Glop. And,
they were very smooth.
Yeah.
I remember. That was the only time we ever wanted to see Toynami for any reason.
Well, anyway.
They had what you call it around that time, too. They had
I don't remember what Toynami's ever had, to be honest with you.
You will when I say it. Voltron.
Oh, yes. Okay. I do remember
that. Right around the same time.
Yep. I do remember.
Very
that.
Briefly, but right around the same time. Yeah. So, anyway.
What
so
we have here.
Whoever this X Plus or Jazzwares, or if that's the same company, which it may well be, they have a Hanna-Barbera collection. They have a great, they have really dipped in some of the great stuff. Some of the characters, Tara and Dorno would be the wife and son, by the way. And I remembered. And I'm hoping to goodness that they finish this collection, because that would be really terrific if they did that. I'd love a second set, if you will, of slightly different scaled Herculoids action figures. I wanted Herculoids action figures when I was 10, when I could appreciate them more. But no, I had to wait. I had to wait 19 years in order 15. To get them. Hey, is that where it happens in math works?
Yeah, sure.
10 and 19, 29. Yeah, so that's it. And I'm really happy that they're out. I'm looking forward to seeing what else they put out. I do kind of want a Captain Caveman.
I like the same scale. I would maybe Hong Kong Phooey. I don't know. Those ones weren't. I mean, Captain Caveman was hysterically stupid. And that's why I liked it. But I mean, I'm much more.
I don't need
about,
another Hong Kong Phooey, to be honest with you. But Captain Caveman, I wanted.
I like the hero end of the sort of Hanna-Barbera
and
spectrum.
I think had I walked into Toys R Us and seen all of the Jetsons figures on a peg at once, I might have bought the Jetsons.
Yeah, the Jetsons are pretty good.
I might have, but I think I only saw Rosie.
Rosie's the only one I've seen.
Yeah, if they had all of them,
right?
Astro, Elroy, I might have bought a set of Jetsons.
Rosie's a pretty good rep. If they had the car.
Yeah.
And the family went in it.
Or Spacely.
Or Mr. Spacely. Spacely Sprockets, sir.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway. I think that's it for products.
That's it?
So, OG, we'll take our final break, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the wrap-up, episode 274. Ooh. No offense.
Hey, this is Judah Friedlander, the world champion from 30 Rock and Stand Up, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, because you're a winner.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 274, No Offense.
Yes. You know what's not offensive?
What?
Superpower Collectibles.
Superpowercollectibles.com for all of your geeky goodness toys, statues, comic books, all sorts of plethora of lovely, lovely, lovelies.
All sorts of plethora.
Doesn't make any sense.
Seems redundant.
It's offensive. See?
I don't think it's maybe offensive to the...
English language.
Okay. I was going for maybe offensive to the client.
Listener.
Yeah. Or the guy buying the ad.
Ah, pshaw.
You can get comics, statues, toys, all sorts of things over at superpowercollectibles.com. And you do want to use the coupon code Big Kev.
That's right, Big Kev. The coupon code is Big Kev. And what does that get you exactly?
I believe on an order of $50, that gets you $50 or more, it gets you $10 off that order.
That's correct.
An order of $99 or more, it gets you free shipping on top of the $10 off.
Also correct.
And a glass of wine.
Woohoo! And a foot massage.
Is nobody calling him up going, how am I going to redeem the foot massage?
Is there a coupon? Is it a Groupon?
Well, what you need to do is go over to Superpower Collectibles. You and I both know you're going to buy $50 worth of stuff at some point. It could be one piece.
I was going to say, absolutely.
And you could get $10 off. And hey, if you buy two of them, that's going to bring you over $100. That's going to get you $10 off and free shipping. I don't understand how you cannot do that. So I don't get it.
Check them out. Superpowercollectibles.com.
And don't forget, you're helping the show.
Of course.
You're helping yourself and you're helping the advertisers. So.
All of those things.
All of those things. And we want to support our loyal advertising folk. So make sure you take advantage of that offer.
Right. And I believe, Big Kev.
What?
That I hear the wrap-up music.
Well, of course.
Rolling in.
This is the wrap-up portion of the show.
Is it?
So it would be the wrap-up music, sir.
I thought
OG. What did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Being offended by slave dolls and Jabba palaces that look like Muslim mosques. Also, tonight we talked about...
How about, could we mix that? Like, could we play with the Django action figures in the Lego mosque?
I don't know.
That would be weird.
That might be really offensive.
What if we built Django action figures out of Lego?
That could be interesting.
See?
Would Reverend Al be upset?
Probably.
He might be. We also talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger returning in Terminator 5 in some capacity. Hardigan comes back.
That's offensive.
In Sin City
Why don't we
2.
Talk about how offensive that is?
That word. Hardigan comes back for Sin City 2, A Dame to Kill For. Of course, that means Bruce Willis is back. We also talked about Graveyard Book coming to us now from Ron Howard. Disney Infinity is coming out. The Warhammer 40K movie. Can I just say how bothered I was by that entire article referring to that as Warhammer 40,000?
I was bothered by it. Yeah.
It's 40K. It's always been 40K. It'll always be 40K. Blah,
40K
blah, blah.
Is a nickname. It actually was released as Warhammer 40,000.
Oh, shush.
Just saying.
What else?
We talked about Lady Mechanica. It's kind of just a little offshoot steampunk book. Girl book.
Sure.
That is nice to look at, if nothing else. And Joe Benitez, its creator, has left Aspen and is taking that book with it. We also mentioned Peter David, a really terrific writer, has had a stroke and is recovering. And we wish the best to Peter David. And we said the unbelievably sad news, Star Wars license being lost by Dark Horse at the end of 2013 and reverting to, God help us, Marvel Comics.
And in DVDs tonight, The Quiet Man was the pick of choice.
And you also said the Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
That's right, season four.
Season four, yes.
And in comic books tonight...
There was another one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Young Justice Invasion, Destiny Calling, season two.
There you go. There you go.
In comic books tonight, there was a couple of things. I'm going to say the one that we're going to re-mention is probably what we're calling the most important one this week. Red Hood and the Outlaws.
I'd say it's in combination with... Nightwing as being probably the two important books to read this week. Other things came out, Lone Ranger, Spider number 8, Masks, some of those other things
Catwoman,
that we talked about.
Of Prey.
Right. So you should definitely check those out as well. As well as checking out Hubba Hubba, Frank Cho, Women, Book 2, Selected Drawings and Illustrations. Didn't mention before that this fine, oversized art book is going to run you about $25. But if you're a fan of Frank Cho's artwork, it's worth it. I mean, there's some stunning stuff. I want to know who's modeling this particular model who's on the cover.
Right.
Someone's modeling for him because that's like true to life stuff there, and I got to know who that is.
I hear you.
I'm just
call
saying.
Him up. Hey, Frank.
Well, yeah. Hey, Frank.
I got a question for you.
So remember when you did that sketch of Brandy for me?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you'd never sketch Brandy for anyone ever again? And in product tonight,
right.
The only thing we mentioned is a company called X Plus, www.xplus, it's the letter X, the word plus, .co.jp,
right.
Which we think is probably either the Japanese arm of Jazzwares or another name that Jazzwares use. They have a Hanna-Barbera collection that's out. We've talked about it before on the show, but now it looks like they're reaching into some of the more... what I think is the cooler stuff of the Hanna-Barbera animated... Oh, that's something we didn't say. The Hasbro card change for Star Wars in the middle of the year. That is significant, I have to say. The Hanna-Barbera collection reaching into the more superhero or action-oriented lines, if you will, from the cartoons in the 60s. And starting with one of the greatest, the Herculoids, Xandor and Tundro coming out. For that line, and I hope to God they do the whole thing.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Also, check us out over at the More Like Radio Network. And, of course, as part of Compulsion Magazine, you can check us out. We are part of that project as well. Of course, you can check us out on Facebook, Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. Our YouTube channel, BKGeekStuff. On Twitter, at BKGeekStuff and at GeekStuffOG. And I think that's about it.
And of course, OG, we're going to wrap up this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff the way we wrap up all episodes, by saying goodnight, Truman and Oscar, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.